page, Samach Beis, is the second page, the second column, on the bottom, Chazal HaKadoshim. We're learning this mimer from Rav Tzionai Zilberberg, from Yishalayim, on the subject of being down the Kavzchus. It's very clear, very simple, very basic and important. We're dealing with the issue of how is it possible for us to bypass this need to concoct all kind of far-fetched theories about why this person is doing this and why this person is doing that. We know that we're obligated, it's a mitzvah from the Torah, to judge a person in a favorable way, in a good way. And oftentimes, you and I know that it's not just a matter of a particular action that took place, but it's an entire personality or a pattern of life that we see in someone else that's very, very hurtful, it's unacceptable. And we've long ago used up any possible explanations for, well, this person had a bad day, or this happened like that, or perhaps this happened this way or that. You know, these chagadiyas that we've been taught from the beginning to try to come up with, which we don't usually believe in too strongly ourselves. That entire mahalach, although there's certainly truth to it, that's more of an emergency, the de'evid type of a way of coming to this mitzvah of being down the kavzchus. We have to get to the shorish. And the tzaddik here is reaching into the shorish of this. We were talking last week, because Tisha, we spoke the week before, about Aaron HaKohen, about the way of the tzaddik, toiv, everything is toiv, to see in a good way. That means to accept that perhaps, yes, this is a certain issue that this individual has, but the way that one sees that person in the entirety is with eyes that are good, in a way that's toiv. And we spoke about how Aaron, because when Aaron died, all of Klal Yisrael felt lost. Because Aaron was able, through his way of seeing everybody and everything, he was able to ignite within each person that better way of looking at things, the more positive way of seeing people, and not to be focused on the chesroinus. See, here it's not, the issue is not how can I explain this chesaron. The issue is that if I'm focused on the type of the person, then I don't become lost in his chesroinus. They exist. My chesroinus exists. His chesroinus exists. But my way of looking at things is generally toiv. This is the opposite of Amalek. We spoke about Amalek as being rak, rak, kol hayom, right? The last letters of Amalek spell rak, rak, kol hayom. The whole way of Amalek, Haman had everything going for him, and still kol zeh einenu shaveli. Everything is seen in that dark, in that dark way, in that negative way. So we're continuing. Chazal hakadoshim boyarim b'divrayim hakadoshim b'gnus misha'enu makir b'toiva. Now we're going to have a new way of just teaching, of translating, of understanding what it means to be a person who's makir toiv. Everybody knows that the most precious midah is hakaras toiv. The Musa Svarim tell us that midah of hakaras toiv is really the sherish of all other good midahs. It's a very basic midah, hakaras toiv. You and I know people who are makir toiv, and those are usually the most wonderful people in the world, who have a strong sense of hakaras toiv. What is the yisoid of that midah of hakaras toiv? So Chazal HaKadoshim Boyim B'Divrei HaKadoshim B'Gnus Misha'enu Makir B'Toiva. Chazal are very strong in their words against individuals who are not makir toiv. Ela kofer b'tovoso shel chaveiro. They use the words, Chazal speak of such a person as either a kafui toiv, we'll talk about that more later on, kafui toiv, kafui toiv, or kofer, a person who is a kofer b'tovoso shel chaveiro. Now the word kofer is a very strong word. It usually usually is speaking about a person who's a heretic, somebody who's denying the truth of something. That's a kofer. And Chazal speak about a person who is lacking in this midah of hakaras hatov as somebody who is kofer b'tovaso shel chaveiro. The lashon kofer tzarich bia. It's a strong word, kofer, to deny, to reject. Hari zeino tain v'nitan. We're not talking here about a case in Beis Din. Usually kofer means somebody says you owe me $100 and the other guy says I don't owe you anything. Right? He's a kofer hakol. It's a kofer. He denies. We're not talking about him. He's a tain v'nitan. He says a tain v'zeh kofer, where the person is saying something and the other person is denying or rejecting that. What does it mean to be kofer b'tavos u'shachaveiro when someone doesn't show hakaras hatov? So Chazal say this lashon, and he explains, "Rak hakavon hi shatoy ve'be'emes nimseis, v'keach hayetzahu shahadam lo yir es hatoyva." Kofer b'tavos u'shachaveiro means that in every single person there's so much good. And that good, the emes nimseis, it's really there. And the koyach of the Yetzer Hara is that the person simply denies the good in the other person. He cannot accept, he does not see the good in that person. There's so much good in that person, whether an adult or a child, whatever it might be. There's so much good in that person. To be kofer of the Torah means it's as if something is staring at you in the face and you deny it. You're kofer the Torah also shechaveiro. The koach hayetzah hu shadam layiras ha-toivah. It's the koach of the Yetzer that a person simply does not see the toiv in the other person. And it's amazing. You have this all the time. You could have a husband and wife and they don't get along with each other. And each one can see the good in the other, and everybody else in the world sees how good each one is. Or when it comes to children, that sometimes the parents, because of all of the issues that are involved in raising children, simply don't see the toiv in that child, the kofer and the toiv of that child. They deny it. They don't see it. It's there, but they can't see it. Everybody else sees that. Everybody else recognizes that. And oftentimes, the one who's davka, the closest to that person, can't see it. And the person is kofer b'tovah. Kofer means something exists, it's obvious, it's clear, and you simply deny it, you reject it. That's what it means, to be kofer b'tovah shchaveir. Shlo yichya v'yargis es ha-tovah. And even if somebody tells you something wonderful about your child, so you say, yes, of course I know. But you don't live with that. You don't live with that, and you don't feel it. And just my son, you're having difficulties with that child, you don't see the toy for them. Everybody else can see. You don't see it yourself. The commander schusi gehune marach betvarv hakadosh and bekama mekaimis, and the tzaddik from commander speaks about this in many places, she tzaddik she'en boi shum ra klal, that there's such thing as a tzaddik who's on such a level that in this respect he's like Adam kaidem achayit, that this person, this tzaddik, is ein roya shum ra ba Adam. He can't see anything bad in another person. Ein roya shum ra ba Adam. Ube'einav hakol tzaddik v'zakoy. And in his eyes, everybody is righteous. Everybody is good. Therefore, this type of a tzaddik has a great love for Yisrael, has a great love for all Jews. However, a person who is not on that level, even a very, very great and God-fearing person, yet he's not on that level, he was not mistaken this to such a degree, Yira be'enai eza shemetz ra, and he sees, he wants to be this type of a tzaddik, and he sees in another person something that is ra, Zeh shamar kosev mikol pshoy hatzileini. That's why David Melech asks, mikol pshoy hatzileini, cherpas novel al tesimeini. Meaning what? Shaloi osim v'loi era shum cherpa b'shum novel v'eida kinaki ani. Which means David Melech is saying the following. The Kamada Rebbe's teaching us, really the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh spoke about this and other tzaddikim, that I mentioned, I think, 2 weeks ago, that the way to know who you are and where you're holding is how you see other people. All the tzaddikim say this. If you see ra in other people, it's a simen that there's much unfinished business in yourself. You're, in other words, because of your own aveiros, because of your own shortcomings and problems, your lenses have been darkened over the years, and you have a tendency to see people in the worst way, or in a negative way. Therefore, David HaMelech asks, Mikol Pesha'ai Hatzileini, Hashem, help me overcome my own aveiros. And if I'm able to do that, then cherpas novel al tesimeini shlo osim v'loi era shum cherpa b'shum novel, that even a person who's a novel means a person that's not a good person. That even such a person, I won't see the cherpa, I won't take note of the ugliness in that person. In other words, the reason that I see so much ugliness, or I take note of the ugliness in the others, is because of my own personal darkness. And therefore, David HaMelech is saying, Mikol Pesha'ai Hatzileini, save me from my aveiros. I understand that because of my aveiros, I have become a person who is struggling with darkness. And one of the effects that has upon me is that I'm inclined to see the weak and ugly points in others. Therefore, instead of focusing on everybody else, David HaMelech is asking Hashem, Mikol Pesha'ai Hatzileini. Mikol Pesha'ai Hatzileini. That I know that if I would be the person that I need to be, then Cherpas Novel Al Tesimeini, then I would not see the Cherpa, I would not see that which is unappealing. I wouldn't see that which is wrong in that individual. Ve'eda ki naki ani, then I would know that I myself am clean and pure. In other words, if I would see other people in a good way, even like the tzaddik who saw even the worst Rasha, they saw the good in that person, then I would know the Eida ki naki ani. Then I would know that is the greatest simon that I myself have removed the wickedness from within myself. That's why I'm now able to see each person in that way. I've become so connected to Toiv that I'm attracted to the Toiv that I see everywhere in the world. In every person, wherever I go in that place, I see the Toiv in that place. Any time that I'm living through, I see the Toiv in that time, because I have become, that's what he's, I have become Toiv. And when a person is Toiv, he's attracted to Toiv. When a person is, God forbid, Ra, then he smells Ra. Everywhere he sees, he finds the Ra. He right away sees the Ra, because he himself is Makusha to Ra. If we understand that the Shoyrish of this mitzvah of being Dan Lekav Schus is to somehow make ourselves into people who are Toivim, and who are seeking Toiv, and become more and more naturally adjusted in our way of seeing things, people and places and so on, in that way of Toiv. So I don't have to come on to all kinds of things. Well, even though what this person is doing is so disgusting, and this and so on and so forth, it could be that this happened, that happened, and a whole story which, most likely it's not true. It could be that it's true, even though it's odd. But that's not the point. The point is, why are you noticing all of these things? I've often spoken about this. Our problem, let's say, with Lashon Hara. All the anti-Lashon Hara campaigns are doomed to fail. They're short-lived. They work for a little bit, especially, God forbid, if something horrible has happened and that community or that shul or that family has taken it upon themselves to learn Shemitah Lashon, and they hang up pictures of the Chavetz Chaim, they have Chavetz Chaim calendars, the Chavetz Chaim paraphernalia, they get all this stuff. And it's all going to be now super-duper anti-Lashon Hara. It could only work for a certain amount of time. But because if that person's way of seeing others is Ra, So then it's a matter of time that even if they learn the halachas, it's all gewaldig, of course, to learn the halachas, of course, to know and to learn. But if a person is be'etzen, mekusha to ra, if he's attached to ra, and he notices ra everywhere he turns, it's very hard that it shouldn't come out. It's a tremendous avayda. I mean, if a person can do that, kol hakavod. But it's very, very hard. It's very hard. But when a person is toiv, and he's looking for toiv, and he's looking for toiv, you'll forgive me for this horrible marshal. I don't know why I just thought of it, because it came out with one of the kids in the family who was talking about it. How, you know, and I'm sorry for using this, but it's poshut, that you know, if your own child has made a mess, I mean, the kind of mess that mothers usually clean up after, right? The child went to the bathroom in the diaper, whatever it may be, and it could be, it's not only in the diaper, but in all surrounding areas. So the everybody knows that the mother herself, with her own child, has no problem with her own child at all. It might not be the most pleasant part of that child's life, and it's not the greatest schus to be Isaac in these things day and night. Nevertheless, when it's your own child, it's not a mess at all. If it's someone else's child that makes that mess, and it could be, or even less of a mess, of course you'll take care that if you're in charge, you're the person that's there, of course you'll take care of the child. But it's not so posh. It has already, it doesn't smell the same, yeah? I'm sorry for talking about this, but it already smells different. because it's a difference, and it's my child over someone else's child. Meaning, when you're filled with ahava for someone, and your way of seeing that baby is toiv, and all the toiv that you have from that child, so even something which is an akut, a point of cherpa, something that's not so attractive, not so nice, you could see the toiv, and you're not overwhelmed by that smell or whatever it is. But for any kind of it's somebody else's child, it's not so poshut. So how can one be dan lekav schus, another Jew who's made a mess, not a baby who's made a mess, but an adult who's made a mess? So you could find all kinds of interesting stories to explain the mess. But there's a mess, lines. It depends. If the person sees that as mamish my own, and you're somebody that you see the toiv in that person, and that you care for that person, you love the person, so you're not going to have to pull out your emergency shmir shaloshim kit. You don't have to, because you're so focused on the toiv, you don't feel like saying anything bad. You don't feel like seeing anything bad in that person. V'yesh b'zadargis b'li shir v'saif. And he explains there are many, many madregas in this avayda. Kol mashu sheyehudi nidbak yosef v'midas ha-toiv. This is an entirely different way of looking at this mitzvah of being dan l'kav schus. Here the focus is, how much more can I attach myself to the midas ha-toiv? To that midah that's called toiv. To aron ha-kayin. How much more can I be like that? The more the person is, kol mashu sheyehudi nidbak yosef v'midas ha-toiv, and the more the person makes a hishtadlus, liros es hatayv, the choyze umeshaning la'atzmai, and he goes over and says over and over again, ha'kol hu nifla, everything is gewaldig, everything is terrific, the chol ha'yehudim heim nifloim. And all Yidden on the Shloim are wonderful. To become accustomed to saying it, to Mama saying these words. Shekulim the Shloim v'toyven. The bias in your own home, in chaverim with friends, shcheinim neighbors, mechutanim, brothers, achim, achai, sisters, parents, harim, yelodim, children, chavruses, magideshia, the Rebbe. Kulam toivim v'nifloim. Kulam toivim v'nifloim. Doesn't mean they don't have faults. And you have more faults than they have. But kulam toivim v'nifloim. V'ayidei zeh adam nifal l'fi pu'loisav. the person is very much affected by saying things in such a way, by speaking in such a way. When a Jew immerses himself in this world, that's called Toiv. And Keseda, it's the most natural thing for him, he's constantly looking to see what's good in all those around him, and therefore he's filled with ahava, with love and chiba and affection for everybody. Humarutza, he's satisfied with toiv loy. The vaday mi pam la pam tzarich lasas chizik miyuchel azay. Rav Zilberg says, of course, sometimes in a certain situation, this needs particular chizik. If you're having a real hard time, there's somebody that's doing something that's terrible. Of course, this needs chizik. And then perhaps you do have to think more about the toiv in this person to try to turn away from the ra that you're seeing on the surface. But again, it doesn't mean that you have to make believe that he didn't do something bad. You don't have to make up a story that it's not bad. This thing is not a good thing. But that's not the whole person. That's not the entirety of the person. That's why look at the lashon of Chazal used in the Mishnah. Hevidan es kol ha'adam lekavsus. That's the wording of that mitzvah in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hevidan es kol ha'adam lekavsus. That if you look at the entirety of the person, doesn't say hevidan kol adam. A lot of people say that kol adam to judge everybody in a favorable way. It doesn't say that. It says hevidan es kol ha'adam. When you judge the person as an entire person, in every person there are milas and chesroinis. The person who's taiv is that individual who prefers to be focused on the milas of that person. Of course there are chesroinis. But the way of looking at the person is, have you done as kol ha'adam l'kaf schus? L'kachas eiz nekuda, shepom nis'er es l'hagosha shaldan l'kaf chayiv. Now, sometimes you're with a person, especially if it's somebody like this, a parent, a friend, a husband, a wife, a child, it's very, very hard, and therefore there is misaira, aragosha shaldan lekav chayiv, you know, there's something very negative that's coming out, again, especially if it's not something that's just happened once or twice, but it's a certain type of behavior that's been going on for years and years. Ulez boinen velimse ad kama zeloha yinochem, oishaze, like klum be'erach ha'mailas she'esh l'hudi ahuv v'chadayim. So either you have to try to understand how perhaps you're wrong in your way of judging that person, or even if you're right, and that person has that inyan. There is a problem. But she says, lo klum be'erach ha'mailas she'esh l'hudi ahuv v'chadayim. But that problem, in light of the entirety of the person and his other mailas, that problem becomes much smaller. But one cannot go around the whole day trying to figure out all kinds of chachmas, how to make this person look better. Therefore, the ikkar is the avodah that we're talking about in this maimer, which is lahargil hamachshava v'hargosha b'leiv, to regulate our way of thinking and our way of feeling, to be inclined much, much more towards that way of toiv. Shekulum nefloim v'toivim, v'av sheberege zeh, en yedea kolkach, v'lo yimargish ech b'diyuk ha'chisarne zeh en ha'chisarne. And to say, even though right now, I don't understand this chisarne, or I'll never understand this chisarne. Or to say that this person has some sort of there's a sickness. This person has a problem. There's a chronic problem in this person. And I'm not going to be able to change this problem. This is what it is. But instead of thinking about that, to try as much as possible to concentrate on the toiv of that person. So then one can pull oneself out of that negative way. Havel kein hu b'ha'emes. K'mayish isa ma'amor inayim, mi isha chavetz chayim l'rayz toiv. So the ma'amor inayim says, on the posik, mi ha'isha chavetz chayim. Who is a person who desires life, liras taiv, to see good? Shiraisa liras taiv b'chol davar. Who is the person who's chafetz chayim? What does it mean to want life? The most enjoyable way to live is liras taiv. A person who sees good in everybody and everywhere, that person enjoys life. That's the right type. Hatoy b'chol davar ha'etzed ze she nitzar l'shoyin chamera. So the simple tzaddik, of course, is not to say lashon hara. But the Mori Naim explains, mi ha'isha chavetz chayim, I have yom l'rais toiv. Who is this person? She writes the lyrics hatoy b'chol davar. Davar Nach is giving us an etzah. If you're a person who desires life, mi ha'isha chavetz chayim, I have yom l'rais toiv, to live life to its fullest, l'rais toiv. So Davar Nach is telling us an etzah. Ha'etzah b'zeh. This is the Eitzah. Nitzor l'shoyim chamira. Don't say bad things. He's not talking about Lashon Hara according to the Mori Naim. Of course, that's the Pshat. But the Mori Naim says it's on a deeper level. It doesn't mean Lashon Hara. Just Nitzor l'shoyim chamira. Shida betoiv. Be a person that's always saying good things. You live a much better life like that. Sheyach zev yoyme befiv. And the Mori Naim says, to chaz it over, to say it mamish, to say the words. Ki kulam toivim v'nifloim. Kulam Taifim Nifloim. The Loshna told us, and it told us Yaakov Yosef, who, Ezu Chacham, Hamakir is Atma V'chisoinai. The told us Yaakov Yosef, he says, Ezu Chacham, so Chazal already said, one of the signs of a Chacham is Makir is Atma, that he recognizes himself V'chisoinai and his own chisoinai. Masha Enken HaShaita, the told us explains, what's a Shaita? What's a fool? In other words, what is the sign of the greatest fool? What is the sign of a real fool? He explains, Makir Acherim, Litain Behem Daifi. He's a maven in everybody else. In himself, he's not a maven. He's a maven in every other Jew. He knows exactly what everybody else is suffering from. He knows exactly what's wrong with everybody else. The only person in whom he doesn't see any problem is himself. This atzmai eino makir. This is a shaita. A chacham is just the opposite. A chacham is makir is atzmai. The chacham knows himself and recognizes his own faults. And even then, not to stay too focused on that, but he recognizes his faults. That's the chacham. And regarding everybody else, the chacham doesn't see that. This atzma, the shaita, he sees in everybody, doifi, false. This atzma, enomake, kechol shihudi yoysa chacham, the greater a chacham a person is, kach hu makir v'yadeh she'eni yochel lohavin ulunateach ma'isim v'yonim shalachem. The greater the chacham, the greater the awareness that I will never be able to analyze and understand another person. I'll never be able to understand why the person acts the way that he does. I cannot, and it's not my inyan to dissect that person, nor is it my inyan to point out to that person his faults or her faults. Ukechol shehu yoyse shaita, and the bigger the shaita, the bigger the fool, kachu yoyse maven gadol al chesroinus hasheni. The simon of a fool is that he's a big maven in everybody else's chesroinus. He knows everybody's chesroinus. He's always talking about the chesroinus of other people. He also has a way of explaining the whole world. He can tell you what's wrong with every politician in Eretz Yisrael. He can tell you what's wrong with every single officer in the shul, everybody in the yeshiva. He can tell you what's wrong with every... He's a big maven in what's wrong with everybody. There's one person where he has no mavinus. That's himself. Talmud explains this. Umevi sham divrei Zohar Kodesh. And the Talmud brings from the Zohar Kodesh. Sheyesh b'china shenikris hechel haschus v'hechel chayva. In Shemayim, there is a dimension of reality that's called hechel haschus. Hechel haschus. And in that hechel means a chamber or a room. In that hechel, everything that's good is brought out. It's the hechel haschus. And there's another heichel, it's called heichel achayva. In other words, when a person's schusim, or the person's schusim, are gathered together and are placed in this heichel, in this treasury, in this room, the heichel aschus. You have another place for the bad stuff, it's called heichel achayva. The Zohar says that. Now, obviously, we're not talking about a storage space. It means something much deeper. Heichel aschus and heichel achayva. everything that's in Shemayim, of course, everything that's in Shemayim is reflected here on earth. And the meaning of this in our Avaida is that Heichal Schus Umokim Shabai Kulam Taifim Neflaim Mesiyanim. There is that reality that's called Heichal Schus. And Heichal Schus, you're always Melamed Schus on everybody, on everything. And Heichal Schus, you always see the good. With that camera, with those eyes that are working in the Heichal Schus, it's always good. Shamroim Rakis Nakudis Atav, like Aaron HaKoyim. Always in that Heichal Aschus, you always see the Nakudis Atav. For Heichal Shemashiach, it's also called Heichal Shemashiach. This is the Heichal of Mashiach. Because this is Zet Oyre Shel Mashiach. This is the light of Mashiach. Shemashiach Yared La'ilam Kezet Oy Yaker. Mashiach is going to bring into the world, the Talmud explains that Mashiach is going to bring into the world such a precious light. That all that's good in everybody, that was always there. Remember what it means to be makir toiv, to recognize toiv. Recognizing the toiv means you don't have to make it up. It's not fiction. It's there. You're just not seeing it. What Mashiach is going to bring to the world is Mashiach is going to enable us to see the toiv that was always there. That's the greatest nechama. That's the Ikka Nechama of Nachum and Nachum. Of these weeks of Nechama, I spoke about on Shabbos a little bit. A change in one's way of thinking, a change in one's way of seeing things. That's the Ikka Nechama. That when you live through that difficulty, when you live through that hardship, when you live through that tragedy, lo aleinu, or when you're living that person and with all of the faults, with all of the shortcomings of that person, you were not able to see the Toiv. Mashiach is going to come and the Toiv is going to be mispashet in such a way that all that was good we'll be able to see, we'll be able to look at things in a different way, in a new way. We'll be able to see that the Baruch Shalom did that what he did because he loves us. We'll be able to see that even that person that might have caused you such difficulties in your life, Ruba de Ruba, it came from love. He didn't know how to do that, or she didn't know how to handle this, or to speak this way, to act that way, v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. But that's the Ikka, that's the Inyan of Mashiach. Shandakudis atayvis yispashtu lagamrei. That all that's toiv in a person will spread more and more, and we'll see that toiv. And the nekudas toivis that during the years of Golos were buried under all kinds of crazy things of ra and shtusim and all kinds of smallness and narishkeiten, that the toiv will be mispashe. Every Jew has in him such toiv, has nekudas toivis, has chen. Even the worst Jew has such gewaldige toiv in him. But the toiv is mitzumtzum, it's very constricted, it's held back because of all of the ra that surrounds him. And therefore we can't see the toiv. And because of the ra inside of ourselves, we can't see the toiv in others. The tzaddikim see the toiv. They see the good in everybody. They see the toiv in mamish, in everyone. Shenakudas toiv is yisparsh lagami. That's the inyan of Mashiach. Not that there'll be something new in the world, but we'll be able to recognize the good that was always there, that we never saw. That's the Ik inyan of Mashiach. V'yetayiv b'chol ha'olam. That's why, as I explained on Shabbos, the Lashon of Nechama v'yenochim al kol hara means, I regret the evil. I changed my mind. It doesn't mean that something is, that the facts changed. It means that I no longer look at those facts in the way that I once did. It means a change of perspective, a change of heart. The world doesn't, it's not a question of the world changing, it's my way of looking at the world that changes. Of course the world will change when Mashiach comes, there'll be peace, v'chul v'chul. Why will there be peace? Because people are not going to have these nyanim with everybody else. Because there's war, because each person thinks that he wants this and that, and he's bad and he's this and that. So that's why there are milchamas. V'chein ata af kaidem b'yis ha-Mashiach, therefore our avoda now, even before Mashiach comes, Kishiyehudi raya toiv. Any time that you and I see toiv in another person, or bechlal, in the world, nekudas hatoiv mispashit ba'olam, then we're helping that, the nekudas hatoiv, to spread more and more, to grow more and more. I remember, Michal, you read something during the year, it was this year, last year, that there was a person, I don't think this was, it wasn't a Jewish I don't know, it was a Jewish book, but there was a person, I think it was Tom, that somebody decided that he's going to, like, get up in the morning and go out to the street and say, like, nice things to people. I don't remember the exact story, but you remind me, this person walked in the street, he would go on the street, a woman that somebody said, oh, you look so wonderful today. You look so beautiful. It's so nice to see you. You always look so good. And this woman is a teacher, right? So he was saying, I think that's what it is. He's saying that this woman, when she goes to school, for sure her kids in class are going to have a different day. Before she walked into class, some stranger said, no, you're so beautiful. I just felt like telling you that. You look beautiful. You're a beautiful person. She comes into school, all the kids look different to her. This guy had this idea that he's going to generate good. He's going to do his best to say good. And by saying good, he believed, and it's for sure true, that when you say to one person good, that good is then going to be passed along to the next person. In the case of a teacher, it could be passed along during the day. It could be to 50, 60 different students in different classes. That feeling of tithe. And he said it's a simple formula. He made up his mind. I don't remember all the pratim, but he made up his mind that this is not vital that he wants to do. To spread the nekuda of tov in the world. And it sounds silly, but it's not. It's not a hard thing. And the results are very quick and clear. That when a person feels good, and you say something, a good word, and there's tov that you give over to someone, then that person is filled. Then the nekuda toiva, that person fills himself or herself, she feels more beautiful, she feels better about herself. I mean, Mela, she starts to see the toiv in other people. She sees the toiv. There's a ma'aseh from the Rebbe Reb Zushi, there was no one, the Rebbe Reb Zushi, in this inyan, this was the whole inyan of the Rebbe Reb Zushi, toiv. So, Reb Zushi lived in Anapoli, and there was a big Talmud Chacham in Anapoli. Big Talmud Chacham. But he was always, this Talmud Chacham was always angry, and was always upset, and was always depressed. He was a big Talmud Chacham. And he couldn't stand the Rebbe Reb Zushi. He hated the Rebbe Reb Zushi. For the simple reason that the Rebbe Reb Zushi was always happy. He was always happy. And this made this Talmud Chacham crazy. So he decided that he simply can't take it anymore, and he's going to go, and he's going to talk to Rebbe Reb Zushi. So he comes to Reb Zushi, and he says to Reb Zushi, I don't understand. He says, you don't have a penny to your name. And the Rebbe Zushi had all kinds of tzaras in his life. And you have this tzar, and that tzar. You're always happy. And the Talmud Chacham says, I have everything. And I'm always sad. I'm always depressed. I don't understand. Why is that? So he asked him straight out, like that. So the Rebbe Zushi said this. Listen to this. I'm making it much shorter. This is really an hour story. It's not 5 minutes. The Rebbe Zushi said, he said to him, Rebid, you know that it wasn't a long time ago that Moshe the Gevir, from town, there was a rich Jew, Moshe, he made a chasm. Right? He said, yeah. So in those days, they didn't send invitations in the mail. The person went, and he had a list of the people who were invited in town, and he went to the house, and he knocked on the door, and he said, you're invited, Moshe is making a chasm, invited to the chasm. So the Rebbe Zushi said to this Talmud Chacham, so, you know, you remember what happened, when the Shabbos of Moshe the Gvir, when his servant came to your house to invite you to the wedding, you remember what happened? I mean, there's all representation saying there's Ruach HaKodesh, right? He said, you remember what happened? He said, what? He said, you looked at the paper, right? And you saw that you were 14th on the list. It wasn't alphabetical. You were 14th on the list, and you were very, very angry. You're the biggest Talmud Chacham in whole Anapoli. And he had a nerve. Moshe the Gevir had a nerve to put you 14th on the list. You were very, very angry. You didn't show anything. You said, thank you so much. He smiled. But inside you were cooking. And you decided right then and there that you're going to come late to the wedding. You know, you're going to teach them a lesson. They're going to wait for you. They're not going to make a chuppah without you, because you're right, you're the biggest Talmud Chacham in the whole Anapoli. So you're going to teach them a lesson. Sure enough, you came an hour and a half late. And then you were shocked when you realized that they already made the chuppah without you. At this point, you hated the chas nekala, right? He said the chametz, correct? You were filled with a hate for the chas nekala. The parents, Moshe, Eimal Adaber, how you felt. To make things worse, they didn't even have a seat for you at the dais. You're the biggest Talmid Chacham in Anapoli. There wasn't a seat for you at the head table. You go looking around, and Moshe the Gvir doesn't even notice you. He's busy with guests, and you're looking around, and no one even stands up and offers you a seat. By this time, you're ready. You not only hate the Mechutanim, you hate the Chas Nekala. The truth is, you're not so happy with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you hate him too. Emes, and the guy's just standing there. Then the Rebbe Lishchi says, let's go a little bit further. Finally, Moshe the Gevir sees that you're here. At the Chasna, he saw you at the Chasna, right? And he came running over to you, remember? And he went over to you and says, oh, Rebbe, I'm so sorry. It was getting late. You know, the Chutalim, they're not from here. And we made the Chuppah and so on. So, of course, we hope you don't mind and you're not insulted, but we had to make the Chasna. I had to make the Chuppah. Oh, of course, I don't expect you to wait for me. I was busy and so on. And of course, he says, come, I have to find you a place to sit. So you remember he took you to the head table, right? Yeah. And the head table was filled with different people, Rabbanim and family, and there was no room at the head table, so he put you in back of somebody. The chair was in back of someone. You remember how you felt? That how much hatred you felt, more than ever? And then remember, the waiter came, and the waiter no longer had the main dish. And Moshe the Gevir said, we'll find you something. And he went to the kitchen, and he brought a few small pieces that were left. At this point, you hated the waiter with a passion. You hated Moshe the Gevir, the Chasna Kala. You hated everybody. Then on top of everything, after the Chasna, you didn't dance at the Chasna. After the Chasna, you went home, you hated your wife, right? You hated your children. Right? You hated the Bereshon, so. And he's sitting there listening to it. Then Rabbi Zushi says something. Now let me tell you how Zushi, what happened. Rabbi Zushi never said the word I. He used to always call himself Zushi. Now let me tell you what happened with Zushi. This is the, he said the Shamas, the Moshe the Gevir's fellow came to Zushi's house, what a house he had over there. He came to Zushi's place. And Zushi didn't look at any paper. He said that Moshe the Gevir invites Rabbi Zushi to the chasna. He says, are you sure? Zushi said, are you sure? Maybe you should check the list. I don't remember ever doing anything good for the Moshe the Gevir. He always does tithes for me. I never did anything good for him. Why would he even want a person like me to be at the Chasana? Are you sure? And he checked and he says, yes, Moshe the Gevir wants the Rebbe of Zushi. So I was so excited. I told my wife, could you believe it? That he's so nice that I never did anything for him. He always does for me. And he's inviting us to the Chasana. Can you imagine? So I was so excited. I said to my wife, let's go to the chuppah. Let's go an hour before the chasna. Maybe we could help. Maybe we could do something for Moshe. Maybe we could help by the chasna. We come there. And I asked if I could help. And he didn't let me help. Everything was so beautiful. Everything was done. And then I don't know why. Then he comes over to me and says, Rebbe Zushi, could you be mechabedus the siddur kedushin? I should be mesad kedushin? He says, Zushi doesn't even know how or what. And I said, why do you want me to do mesad kedushin? You have here Rabbanim. He says, no, Rebbe Zushi says, okay. He asked me a taiva. I wouldn't do your taiva. I'll be mesad kedushin. And then you know what he did? After siddur kedushin, he walks me over and he puts me by a table with Talmid Chacham, with Rabbanim. And I felt so uncomfortable. I don't belong with these people. And then they brought me a serving. You should see what a serving they brought me of food. Then he says, then Zushi had such a good time. And Zushi had danced at this wedding. Oh, you did have a good time. And then after, he says, I went back home. So he says, by the chasna, I love the chasna kala. Oh, you did. I love Moshe the Gevir. I come home. I love my wife. I love my children. So the Rebbe of Zushi said, you asked a good question. I hope you understand the answer. The difference between you and Zushi is that you want everything, and therefore you have nothing. Zushi doesn't want anything, and therefore he has everything. You see Ra in everybody, and therefore all you have in your own self is Ra. And that's all you see, and that's all you feel in yourself. Zushi sees good in everybody. Zushi feels good with himself. That was all. It's a famous story, but there's a lot to the story. And we have to always try to think of ourselves am I the Talmud Chacham? Am I Reb Zusha? Am I someplace in between, you know, between 1 and 10? That's exactly what the Talmud is talking about over here. The Inyan of Mashiach is to spread that Nakuda of Toiv. That's everything that the Rebbe Reb Zusha, these tzaddikim, it was to spread that Nakuda of Toiv. To spread the Toiv. And by doing that, the kudus of tayin is bashed ba'olam. Umo'era etzel achem ve'etzel atzmei es nekudus atayv. And then by doing that, you mo'era the tayv, you bring out the good. When you tell someone something that's good, right, and you don't say something bad, nitzor l'shoyn chameira, and you say good to another person, that's mo'era, the good in that person. It's mo'era, it awakens all the good that's in that person. And the opposite, God forbid, is bad. And when you ma'ira the Torah in that person, it's lachem ve'etz la'atzmai. That's the whole Torah, Rabbi Nachman Breslov in Reish Pei Beis, and called Azam L'Kai B'Aidi. To be ma'ira, to be dan kafsus, to be ma'ira the Torah in another person, that when you say good and you think good, even if you don't say it to that person, because the machshavas of one person have a tremendous effect on that other person. Even when you think good, Allah is coming to come when you say good to that person. The neshamas of all Jews are bound one to the other. And therefore, when you see good in another person, and when you, especially if you say something good to that person, and you ma'ir the toiv in that person, then you bring tshuv into the world. You bring the light of tshuv into the world. Then that person wants to be good. He wants to be better. And if God forbid, you say bad, you see bad, you think bad about someone, then it's the opposite. Then what? Then Yehudi Magdalus Nakudas Arasha B'chodav. Then you're increasing the ra in the world. You're stretching out. You're increasing and magnifying that ra, golus, in the world. Zed Gorim She Yispashet Koich Ra. Umagdal is Koich Ba'olam. That means you're doing the opposite of bringing Mashiach. The opposite of Mashiach is Amalek. Amalek is Ra Kol Hayayim. That's Amalek. Kol Ze and Enishovili. That's Amalek. V'chas v'shalom b'chines choyte emachti. Not only have you done something wrong yourself by seeing the Ra in that person, you're also bringing that person deeper into his own Ra. When you say something bad to another person, even when you think bad about another person, you're digging that person in deeper into the Ra. So not only are you doing something wrong, you're causing that person, you're having a negative impact upon that person. Because of Sham Diyesh Biyoda Limchais, Haina Lashon Mechiyah, Ke'ein Mechiyas Amalek, Klaim Shetzach Limchais as Nekudei Sara. You know, Yesh Biyoda Limchais means that when a person, according to Halacha, strictly speaking, according to the Torah, you know, that if somebody is doing something that's wrong, you're supposed to protest. There's a mitzvah of a chayav techiach to admonish. Limchais means to protest. To protest when you see something that's wrong. So the Talmud Yaakov Yeskes says a very deep thing. He says the word limchais can mean in Hebrew to protest. It also means limchos mechias. Amalek means what? Erase. So the Talmud Yaakov Yosef reveals a very deep teaching for the Baal Shem Tov. Limchais b'ra means, what can I do to erase the ra? Now there are a lot of people that like to make machos. You know, there are professional machos, you know, they make machos. They always have to make machos. Everybody agrees that at the end what we would like to do is to change this person's behavior and make it better. The question is, how do I do this? So the way the Talmud is talking about from the Baal Shem HaKadosh is to make a macha, limchais as a ra means, how to erase the ra. And the best way to erase the ra is by increasing the toif. Those people that are always making machos, makes no difference if it's a regular person or if it's a Talmud Chacham or a Shashiva. That person, Anapoli, was also a big Talmud Chacham. But he was always saying negative things and thinking negative things. It could be a rav, could be whatever it is, but he's negative, or a shashiva or a rabbi, whatever it might be, and he's negative, and he's always saying, he's doing this, but he's making macha. He's making a macha. You have to watch out for the macha machas. There aren't, you know, there aren't so many tzaddikim that are on a madrega that they can love Jews with all of their hearts and make mechaz. The Satan Rav Chusin, there was a person that he was in love with every single Jew, and he made mechaz, but he never made a mechaz. It wasn't this Jew or that Jew, it was against a certain mahalach he was making mechaz. He made strong mechaz, the Nechaz Allah. The famous tzaddikim, they were making mechaz. But that's not like regular people nowadays, they make mechaz. I mean, mechaz is a personal Indian, and without going into it. But what the Talmud is saying is that the Yesh B'yad Limchais, that if you see that you can do something, Limchais here doesn't mean, on a deeper level, doesn't mean to protest the evil in that person, to point it out, to yell about it. The Ikka means what? The Yesh B'yad Limchais, Hanu, Lashon Mechia, Kein Mechia Samalek. How can I erase the bad in this person? Rav Kook, as Rav Kook used to go out, they said they used to go out in the middle of Yom Kippur davening. There were Jews in Yerushalayim in those days. There were Jews in Yerushalayim that were machal Yom Kippur. They weren't keeping Yom Kippur. And Rav Kook used to go out. He used to talk to them. He used to go down in the middle of Yom Kippur. He used to go and daven with them and talk to them and sing with them. That's also a way of getting rid of the evil. But it's a different way. It's a way through Tov. It's a way of taking the tov in that person and being able to bring out the tov in that person. Well, all the other ones are putting up signs and plastering signs, and these people, this and yimach shamay, that and yimach shamay, this and yimach shamay, and everybody is evil and terrible, and these Jews are destroying the whole world. So Rav Kook went and danced with them, he spoke to them. And there are Yidden that are like that. There are Jews like that, Baruch Hashem, now. There are Jews that are like that. It's tov, and they're doing tov. And if there's a kid in yeshiva that's acting up, so his machshav is not, how do I get rid of this kid? His machshav is, how do I lift this kid up? What can I do for this kid? How can I make this kid see the good inside of himself? Yeah, we all agree that the tachlis is limchais nekudes hara. We need to erase the ra in other Jews. That's true. In ourselves and in others. But here, it's not by speaking negatively and seeing what's wrong. Forget, it's by focusing on the Tov and magnifying the Tov and increasing the Tov and spreading the Tov in that person, strengthening the Tov in that person. The Tov Eitzel Chaveiro. By finding a schus, by finding good in that Jew. Kahu gayim le be'emes li es toiv. That mamish causes that person to be good. Anybody who's ever tried that consistently with a person knows that it's guaranteed to work. It's guaranteed. Whether it's a student, one's own child, it's very hard to keep that up. Especially if it's a difficult person. But gayim le be'emes li es toiv. It could be the angriest, most horrible person. But if you are machapes the schus, if you live in the hechelas schus, and your life is a life that's being led and lived in the hechelas schus, then you can cause this person be'emisli as toiv, to bring out the toiv, because there's toiv in him. Remember, not to be koifer in the toiv, not to deny the toiv in that person, to see the toiv in that person. And when you see that, and you take note of it, and you talk to him about the Tov, la'ayre etzlos k'ar ha'tov. It's ma'ayre. It awakens and strengthens the k'ar ha'tov. V'chasasom la'aytach. And if you're pointing out that person's faults, and you're focused on the faults, then the opposite is true. Then the ra becomes more. The ra becomes stronger. And that's more goals. V'kasef oitsham, the kol adam, yuchal leida k'shiyitze be'ezem adregehu aimei. And the Talmud teaches us, but a person who wants to know what madrega he's on, in don kol odom lekavschus, as we said before, that you could tell. You want to know, how do you appear in God's eyes? What does the Baruch Shalom think of you? Everybody wants to know that. What does the Baruch Shalom, what's my standing in the Baruch Shalom's eyes? The Talmud says in the Baal Shem, in don kol odom lekavschus, if you see that you're a person, that you're being done others lekavschus, also the Kedusha, then you're living in the Hechel Aschus. That means that the Baruch Shalom has you in that place that's called Hechel Aschus. And in the Baruch Shalom's eyes, you're also in the Hechel Aschus. Shesham Hechel Aschus. That's the world of Hechel Aschus. V'im dan l'kav chayiv chas v'shalom. But if you're a person that is dan l'kav chayiv, doesn't mean once or twice, but you're in that mahalach of the negative. Oz hu beklipa shesham hechla chayva. Then your home, at least in the meantime, is in hechla chayva. That means that the Baruch Shem has you in Shemayim, and hechla chayva means guilty. Hechla chayva. V'danin ha'odim l'chayv. And in the hechla chayva, you're being judged l'chayv as guilty. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught that this is the way that a person is able to know, to recognize who he is and what his madrig is. The Nitzchan will continue. Next week will be the last shiur. We're going to try. It might be a little bit longer, like another 20 minutes or so. Next time we'll try to finish the Maimon.